Happy New Year, and welcome back to DSOLL Faith Builder Podcast. On December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Francis declared this year as the year of Saint Joseph. This declaration comes on the 150th anniversary of Saint Joseph being named the patron of the Universal Church by Blessed Pope Pius IX. Pope Francis wrote about Saint Joseph in a new apostolic letter entitled A Father's Heart, and in it he described Saint Joseph as a beloved father, a tender and loving father, an obedient father, an accepting father, a father who is creatively courageous, a working father, a father in the shadows. This last reference was the one that really touched my heart, a father in the shadows. When my middle son was getting confirmed, he chose the name Joseph as his confirmation name. When going up to receive the sacrament, the Archbishop asked him to name one line from the Bible that Saint Joseph spoke. This stumped my son, and later when he told us what the bishop asked, it admittedly stumped me. My son was slightly embarrassed when he didn't know, but then the bishop confessed that there are no lines in the Bible from Saint Joseph. But Saint Joseph didn't have to speak to make a difference. It was his actions, obedience, and humility that had the greatest impact. In today's world, we see such a need for everyone to be heard, but no one willing to listen. There's so much division because no one is willing to admit they may be overreacting or, heaven forbid, even be wrong. Now more than ever, we need an advocate to promote peace, humility, honesty, self-sacrifice, and courage. Saint Joseph not once ever wanted to seek glory. He knew that God was the ultimate answer and was willing to accept God's will even at his own risk. He put 100% of his trust in God and knew that God will give him the gifts he needed to accomplish his will. What a difference this world would be if we would follow the model that Saint Joseph set for us, to put our trust in God, to put the needs of others first, to not seek to be right, but seek the truth, to humble ourselves to God's will and not our own. At the end of Pope Francis's letter, he adds this prayer to Saint Joseph, encouraging all of us to pray for his intercession. May we take this year to seek his advocacy and follow his example. Hail Joseph, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you God entrusted his only Son. In you, Mary placed her trust. With you, Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show us yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen. Until next time, stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.